Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. has blocked federal executions set for this week. The judge says lawsuits over the lethal injection process should proceed. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the Justice Department is likely to appeal.
The ruling comes hours before the first federal execution in 17 years. Judge Tanya Chutkan says the last-minute court ruling is unfortunate, but she says the Justice Department rushed to set execution dates before lawsuits involving lethal injection had been fully decided. The judge says lethal injections are very likely to cause extreme pain and needless suffering. The DOJ has been preparing the federal death chamber in Indiana for three executions this week. Courts in the Midwest are also hearing legal challenges filed by victim families and religious advisors to the men on death row. The U.S. Supreme Court may ultimately weigh in on the cases. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
One of the most controversial team names in American professional sports is no more. Today, the NFL's Washington Redskins announced they will discard the team name that many consider a racial slur. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
In a statement, the team announced it will be retiring the Redskins' name and logo. The team did not announce a new name. Reportedly, there are trademark and licensing issues to work through. Some of the more popular choices recently mentioned include the Red Wolves, Warriors, or Red Tails, a nod to the World War II African-American fighter squadron, the Tuskegee Airmen. Pressure has grown recently to finally change the 87-year-old name after decades of protest against it. The team was well aware of the nationwide demonstrations against racial injustice and symbols of that injustice following the police killing of George Floyd. Also, the team's major sponsors, such as FedEx and Pepsi, stated they wanted Washington to make a change. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
More than 1,000 employees at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have signed a letter. It says structural racism is the reason why people of color in the U.S. are disproportionately affected by the coronavirus. NPR's Selena Simmons Duffin has more.
The letter talks about the disproportionate impact of COVID on people of color, that CDC should declare racism as a root cause of those disparities. And then it says, yet CDC must clean its own house first.
NPR's Selena Simmons Duffin reporting. The letter says black employees have filed hundreds of discrimination complaints at the agency, and many of them are unresolved. The CDC says Director Robert Redfield has the letter and that he has responded. The agency says it is committed to creating an inclusive environment where staff can openly share concerns. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 405 points at 26,481. This is NPR News. Latinos have been driving the growth of the population in the U.S. over the past decade. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports on a new analysis of population estimates.
The Pew Research Center analyzed the latest population estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau. Pew's findings suggest that Latinos made up more than half of the bump up in the U.S. population. That number has gone up by almost 19 million people since 2010, according to the estimates. The estimates also suggest the Latinx population is growing fastest in places with fewer than 100,000 Latino residents, including Washington, D.C., New Hampshire, Montana, South Dakota, and North Dakota. That state may have seen as high an increase as 129%. The Census Bureau is expected to release data from the 2020 census next year. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
China has announced new sanctions against U.S. officials. That's in response to U.S. sanctions against Chinese officials over China's treatment of minority Uyghur citizens. China says the sanctions are against U.S. Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, as well as Congressman Chris Smith. Another is against Religious Freedom Ambassador Sam Brownback. There are no details on what the sanctions may cover, but Senator Rubio tweeted, "The Chinese Communist Party has banned him from entering China." The governor of Okinawa, Japan, is demanding stronger coronavirus prevention measures. Japanese officials have been told that more than 60 U.S. Marines at two bases on the Japanese islands have tested positive for the coronavirus. Japanese officials say they need more transparency from U.S. military officials. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.